Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Smart daters, hello. I'm happy to be here for you again in this week of mini podcasts. So let's hop right to it and let's talk about one of my favorite controversial points. And if you've been following me for a while, you know, I tend to say things sometimes that aren't exactly what you've heard throughout your life in dating or what the other, you know, 117,987 dating books say. So I've been saying this for 14 years, and it seems like it's catching on now with therapists. But the topic today is butterflies in your stomach while dating. Okay. Now, butterflies are bad after the first date. Now, why is this? I'm going to give you a little bit of a history of young Bella. So, had dated some great guys and in high school, college, but then I thought, you know, I've never had that Hollywood experience where I've had butterflies in my stomach. I want to be swept off my feet. I want all of the things that romance is truly made of. So, I started looking around, and my gauge was people that would give me butterflies. And what I soon found out is that everybody who gave me butterflies in the beginning, after dates 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the butterflies would get stronger and stronger. It was an intense rush for the first date to 4 months. But you know, with every relationship I had that gave me butterflies, I ended up flat on my back, on the ground, broken up with, tortured. And I thought, gosh, why is this butterfly thing not working for me? And then you guys know the story. I did my own GHQ list, started dating Andy, who I had been friends with for 6 years. We've been married for 25 years. And so now, as I come and I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009, I started to do research and I started to put more data behind the anecdotal on gut things that I had felt. And I will tell you that from a clinical standpoint and from an anecdotal standpoint of my clients for the last 14 years, butterflies are indeed bad. Do you know what they are? They're not excitement. Remember, fear and excitement are very closely related and mistaken emotions. What butterflies actually are, it's your body saying, there's fear up ahead. Danger, Will Robinson. I've been here before. Put on your Nikes and run. And yet we're acculturated to think, oh my God, I feel butterflies in my stomach. I must really like him or I must really like her. So I want to tell you, these aren't the kinds of butterflies that you might feel, you know, I do a lot of public speaking, a lot of TV. These aren't the little butterflies that I feel and sometimes big butterflies when I'm on Good Morning America or the Today Show, something where, you know, when I'm in New York in studio and you feel that nervousness, like, oh my gosh, I don't want to panic. I'm not talking about those butterflies. These are after you've been on a date with somebody, right? You feel those churning butterflies, like your stomach keeps flipping over, and dates 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you feel the same way. What it is your body telling you there's anxiety. You've been to this rodeo before, right? It's fear, it's anxiety. And a lot of us that have dysfunctional dating patterns, we want to feel that. We want to get on the bad roller coaster of bad attachment. We want to feel high highs and low lows because that feels exhilarating. But remember, the highs never stay high and the lows always get lower. So what I want you to know as you get out there when you're dating, if you feel those heavy duty butterflies in your stomach after the first date, second date, third date, fourth date, fifth date, chances are you're dating somebody who is not good for you, and your intuition and your gut are smarter than you are. So I hope that you know butterflies are bad in the dating process. We've had zero divorces in 14 years, very few breakups even when our clients follow our procedures. So I can tell you with great certainty, both from my own dating history, from my clients' dating history, and the research out there will tell you that anything you do from a place of fear or anxiety usually never leads you to a good decision. So next time you feel butterflies in your stomach when you're dating somebody, pay attention. Is it fear? Is it anxiety? It most likely is. So until next time, I give you a big hug and lots of fairy dust and psychotic optimism. Love you. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.